This is going to be a true overview today. There's a lot that's happened in the area of open government over the last year. There's been several cases of note. And then since this was a legislative session year, we always have a bit more to talk about those years because we have legislative activity on the open government front as well. So we've kind of tried to compress it all into one slide presentation so you'll have the information in front of you, and we'll have to move through some of this relatively quickly so that we can get through the cases and then also talk a little bit about the legislation that passed, and then to some extent the most interesting part of all, which is some of the noteworthy open records legislation that didn't pass. So I'm going to turn it over to Kim and let her talk about the open records cases that have been decided over the last year.
Good morning. I am with the Administrative Law Division of the Attorney General's Office, so I'm going to give the same disclaimer you heard several times yesterday, and that is that my views are purely my own and not the views of the Attorney General. We're going to start by talking about Paxton versus City of Dallas. And this is a case that is a pretty significant case as far as representing a shift in the way that open records cases are viewed. And we did talk about this case last year, but we talked about it because the Court of Appeals opinion had come down last year. And in the past year, the Supreme Court opinion came down. And although the Supreme Court did affirm, it was a very different opinion, and it was on a different basis. So this is significant. In the Supreme Court decision, there's a very lengthy discussion on the attorney-client privilege, what it means, how it's inherently compelling, and they balance attorney-client privilege versus the openness of the information, and determine that the attorney-client privilege and its sacredness and its inherently compelling nature came out on top.